Our grain markets might have seen just a little bit of a boost. I'm Keith Lindbergh with your farm news update. Brandon Doherty with Total Farm Marketing, based out of West Bend, Wisconsin, said that might be due to the fact that there's some trade talks going on between the U.S. and China.
Yeah, I think there's maybe a couple things to be aware of. This morning's big news is that there is going to be trade negotiations between the U.S. and China, which sound like they'll take place this weekend in Switzerland between representatives from each country. And so that initially was giving the markets a bit of a boost, but you mentioned the front months on corn and beans are down a little bit compared to the back months.
As Brandon mentioned, the front months of both corn and soybeans were a tad bit lower, more so on the corn side of things because of?
That may be due to the ethanol data that came out this morning, which, while still strong compared to a year ago, did slump a little bit, down to 300 million gallons from 306 million the previous week. So that data indicates that the corn used in the production of ethanol is below the pace needed to reach the USDA's forecast of 5.5 billion bushels.
And we can't, of course, forget about our wheat-producing friends. Doherty's been watching that market as well, as we've seen that up and down here the last couple of days.
That seems to be due to the fact that ICAR has raised their estimate of Russia's wheat crop by 1.3 million tons. But in addition to that, we did see that the Oklahoma Wheat Commission has estimated that state's wheat production at 101.2 million bushels, which would be the second year in a row over 100 million bushels for Oklahoma. So a little bit bearish there as well.
Now, the USDA will be releasing their first crop production report for the 2025 season. That is due out here Monday morning at 11 o'clock. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lindbergh.